Hi, and welcome to the Feed the Pig podcast. I'm your host, Tim Farrell. Money shouldn't drive your future, but neither should debt. It's time for you to take control, not just for today, but for your whole life. Remember, small changes add up. The Feed the Pig podcast is here to help you take steps to start saving for today, so you'll have a solid financial future tomorrow. Here in episode 16, we're going to be talking about the different options available for reaching your short-term investing goals. And guess what? You actually do need a ladder.
Welcome to the back to the Feed the Pig podcast. Okay, so you have some money, but you don't know what to do with it. You don't know how to be saving. So we have a guest today. Joining us as a returning guest is Derek. Derek, welcome back.
Thanks, Tim. It's great to be back. And your tips the last time were excellent. So I'm hoping to learn some new things today.
All righty. I have a couple statistics I want to throw out there about folks who are 18 to 34-year-olds. 47% of them currently save in an interest-bearing savings account. So savings accounts aren't traditionally known as the highest yielding way of saving money. You don't get the most interest out of it. But only 3% of them currently save money in money market accounts. And that's an interesting thing. Tell me a little bit, Derek. We know you bought a house from your last time you were on. Tell me a little bit about how you save right now.
Well, the things that I do right now is basically I have my traditional savings account where every Friday money automatically goes into that. I have several mutual funds, which is broken down by different days where money is automatically sent into the funds.
Is that through a 401k or?
I have 401ks and then I have regular mutual funds. Then I have bonds and some stocks and a couple of other things I'm trying to think about. I'm actually talking to financial advisors and debating whether I should move it over and let some financial advisors help me do the work or if I should continue myself pushing things through the bank accounts and through the mutual fund companies or if I would be better off having somebody manage it all the things for me rather than me playing around where they could watch it more carefully.
That's an interesting question. You know, joining us also today is Jordan Amon, who's a CPA from New Jersey and returning for what is, must be his 100th episode of the Feed the Pig podcast. Welcome back, Jordan.
Hi, Tim. Hey, Derek.
Hey.
All right, so Derek's got some different types of investments. He's feeling a little unsure of himself. You know, can you talk us through more short-term investing ideas for Derek? What are some of his options? I know the things he talked about seem to be more long-term.
That's exactly what I got out of it, that the stocks and mutual funds tend to be more long-term investment. They tend to be more volatile, so you need to be in them a little longer to be able to withstand the ups and downs. In terms of short-term investing, you know, you mentioned your savings account with your bank, which is, it's a great option for short-term, you know, for savings for unexpected expenses, for emergencies, things like that. Some of the other things that you can use for short-term investing, you know, a certificate of deposit or a CD. A CD generally has a period of time you have to leave the money in it. Could be a six-month CD, could be a five-year CD. And the rate of, the interest rate is higher the longer you go out there, but there's also could be a penalty if you withdraw it early. So a certificate of deposit is another option. You can get that through a bank generally. And then there's also a money market. Money market fund is also, it's a highly liquid account. It's similar to a savings account. The returns are going to be a little bit higher. The money is going to be highly liquid, but they're not always insured. They're not insured by the government the same way a savings account is. You know, by the FDIC insured that you always hear at the end of a commercial for a bank.
Let me ask you. You know, Derek's got most of his stuff in these longer term investments, and I know because he's a new homeowner from the last time he was on the show. That you run as a homeowner, as I am, the washing machine breaks, you need to have some liquidity. These short-term investments, are there any strategies like for bonds or for CDs that you can use to, always having some money coming liquid in a certain way?
Of course, there's different ways. The expression of laddering a security or with CDs means that you buy CDs in different terms and, so 6 months something comes due and 12 months something comes due or 6, 9, and 12 months, you can have them expire at those points. And if you need the money, you can keep it. If not, you can roll it into a new term. It's pretty easy to do. You should always keep some just straight, you know, cash, liquid assets in either a savings account or a money market account, that there's no penalty to get at the money, and you can get at it very quickly, either through, you know, writing a check or ATM withdrawal. Because as you mentioned, Tim, if it's not the washer, it's the dryer or the refrigerator or a leak in the roof. So you do need to make sure that you have some money available for those emergencies that pop up, so you don't get into using debt, credit cards, and things like that to pay for it.
Jordan, what about this new thing I've been reading a lot and hearing about, online savings accounts? Are they something I should look at?
Well, the online savings account, you know, like everything nowadays, you can do everything online. And everything's getting easier online. So what's happening is banks and financial institutions that are offering, you know, savings accounts by offering over the internet, they're getting much larger exposure to a wider audience. And as long as they're from an institution that is federally insured, you know, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC, as we mentioned earlier, as long as you're making sure that your money is safe and it's protected, then there's no harm in using someone that you may not heard of. But it really is not that much different than using your local bank.
I got one last question for you before we wrap up, Jordan. Of your percentage of savings, how much should you keep in these shorter-term investments versus the longer-term? Like, what is the percentage that you should keep it at?
I'm not sure, Tim, that there's a rule of thumb for it that would apply to everyone, because, you know, everyone's got different, at different ages and different stages of life. But, there's an old rule of thumb that you should have for an emergency fund for your, unexpected needs, somewhere 3 to 6 months of your fixed expenses, which would mean your rent, health insurance, things like that. And that should be kept in something, highly liquid, like a savings or a money market account, so that if, unfortunately you're laid off or a car breaks down or some unexpected, something that you need money for and can't get out of, that you have that to access without having to maybe go into one of your longer-term investments and sell a stock at a time you don't want to, or have to take a penalty by withdrawing something from a CD. So it's a long way of saying that there's really not a set rule of thumb for everyone, but the 3 to 6 months is general, and it also depends on your ability to save and to be comfortable.
Awesome, Jordan. Hey, thanks so much, and thanks, Derek.
Sure. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Feed the Pig podcast. Don't forget to join us next time on episode 17, because we're going to be talking about financial issues that come with living with a roommate. Yeah, like getting along wasn't complicated enough already. Jordan Amon works for Amper, Polizziner, and Mattia, a CPA firm in the New York, New Jersey region. If you're looking for more information on ways to save, you can check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. Or if you have a question that you want us to talk about, email it to us at feedthepig@gmail.com.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or feedthepig.org. It is provided with the understanding that AICPA and feedthepig.org are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and feedthepig.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.